Good morning on 106.1 and 1400 WSJM Sports. It is the WSJM Sports Road Trip. We are at Countryside Academy this morning. The road trip is brought to you by Victoria Eberhardt and Tina Thornton of Realty Executives Pro Brokers, Zick's Specialty Meats in Berrien Springs, Coach's Grill in Stevensville, Cabana's Ice Cream, and more in downtown St. Joe, and by Helen's Health Hut in downtown St. Joe. Again, the road trip has us at Countryside Academy this morning as we talk Countryside Academy Cougar Athletics. Derek Nest is the athletic director here at Countryside. And I guess Countryside's been around a while where I can actually call you the longtime athletic director here at Countryside Academy.
You can call me the only athletic director.
Yeah, that's right. The first, the only. How you been?
I'm doing all right.
Awesome. Thanks for having us here this morning.
You're always welcome. Things are rolling through what I consider to be the busy time with basketball at all the levels and all the genders. And I am gone back to coaching. I did not coach for a few years, so working with our girls varsity and our girls seventh grade. So those opportunities in the past where if I wasn't coaching, I didn't have to go to all the away games.
Oh, yeah.
But as a coach, you're required to be at the away games as well, as opposed to AD. So it's I really do enjoy the kids. The kids are my varsity girls that we've been doing this for a couple months are particularly they're one of my favorite groups I've ever worked with.
Awesome.
Just has that group to get group feel to it, that we're all in it for the same reason.
And what you bring up is working with the kids. That's why there are so many athletic directors and coaches that have been doing this for so long, and it's the reason for it is working with the student athletes.
Yes, there's moments. A couple of my people were teasing me. One of a particular kid scored a basket, and it was a big deal. And to any person looking at the game, it was just a basket. But when you know what went in to get to that point of it's not just a basket, it's a big deal. And you see things in moments, and you see the kids develop. And that's the goal. Hopefully that's happening more times than it's not.
Mm-hmm.
But when you have a good season with good coaches and good parents, it reminds you of what you're doing.
And what you say, you know, good parents too. That, as an athletic director and a coach, can either make it a very enjoyable season or not so enjoyable season. It's just, you know, there are some parents that respect the job that athletic directors and coaches do, and other parents that think that maybe they can do a better job and they're in your ear all the time. And I envy you guys.
I will begin with, I love and respect almost all of my parents. There is sometimes, I was thinking as you were talking, biting my tongue a little bit. But that being said, even the parents that have their own opinions, they are involved.
Yeah.
If they're here and have an opinion, I'm welcome to hear it. That means at least they care. And I can live with that. Tailing off what you just said about having parents and things and making a season, I've got a quick list here I'd like to go through of people that helped me make my season doable and enjoyable for the kids. And Ed, my accountant, who deals with all of my money, Ms. Harris gets the kids snacks. I've got a group of staff coaches of Mr. Cook and Hillary and Bachman and Brookshire and Krejci. My varsity coach this year is Mr. Gilbert. My maintenance man, Mr. Klein. If you've ever seen a gym after a game, somebody has to do this.
Oh, yeah.
My prom moms and Miss Lopez, who helped me with concessions, and my buddies over at Catholic, Jane, Neil, and Tom. And I'm really getting to one person in particular is what I explained to Phil earlier is really the foundation of Countryside basketball, and that's Mrs. Peppel. She keeps my book for all the games at every level, all the genders, home and away, and loves it and enjoys it. And I really don't know if I could pull a basketball season off without Miss Peppel. I know the people see her all the time, but I just don't know if they understand the hours she's logging in every season, every year, and she does it with a smile.
And like I said, it's nice to have those certain people, and like Mrs. Peppel, you've got people that...
Every school has a Mrs. Peppel.
They do.
Every school has them.
And a lot of times, maybe it's somebody who had kids that went through the school and were athletes, but they've long since graduated, but they still want to be involved, and they do whatever that you want. And those people are gold.
Oh, there's no value. You can't put a price on it. And again, it's when they come invested in what's going on. They're not just there because they have to be and they want to be. And it's all the things that you don't notice, and you're, no offense to anybody, but your athletic director doing behind the scenes and managing and organizing and that kind of thing, where those are the people that I just could check that box for the whole season. Mm-hmm. I don't have to ask anybody. I just know it's filled, it's done. And when you have that, they're irreplaceable.
You were telling me before we got going, and a lot of times in the spring, at the end of the school year, we'll have some of the athletic directors come on and kind of wrap up their season. And a lot of that is more, you know, talk about recap the fall, recap the winter, recap the spring and all that. We don't get a lot of opportunities to ask an athletic director. If you step away from being a coach, but as an athletic director, a lot of the responsibilities that you have that people don't realize, they just think, and again, this is not a criticism because I think I'm as guilty about it as anybody. You just think it happens.
Yeah, no. There's no one AD. There's an athletic director with his team or her team. And I gave you the quick analogy of every event you host is a mini wedding, and there's food and there's guests and there's officials / preachers. And you want to make sure everybody's at the same place, same time, with the same goals. Otherwise, that's when you hear about it. And ADs know, like, you never hear an AD when his team wins a state championship and things like that. The AD's pretty low on the list. But the one time an official doesn't show up, everybody's looking for the AD.
Yeah.
As soon as there's a problem, the AD's first on the list. Mm-hmm. Every other time. And that's the way it should be. I'm not complaining. That's the way it should be. You make sure everything's managed and it runs, and everybody leaves happy, and you've done your job. But you just don't want to be there in that situation where you're wondering where a team is, or you thought it was a home or away of thing. Those are the ones you try to avoid.
Have you ever had a situation where you're here, you're ready to play, and he's like, wait a minute, where are the other guys?
It happens, yes.
It does,
Throw anybody under a bus. We have it now where we have our two campuses because we have Millburg over there, where if you just Google Countryside, the Millburg address might come up. Mm. So all the parents of one team were here asking where their kids were. And I said, maybe you could call or text them. And they said, we're someplace called Millburg. And so we directed them back. So that was just a delay. Minor, we can laugh that one off.
Right. As long as they get here, right?
We played. We had a game. We had an event. Everybody was good.
When it comes to officials as well, do you go out and seek the officials, or are you in a situation?
You talk about putting lists of people to thank. There are assigners that do that. And if you have a good assigner, talk about making your life easier. The gentleman we use is Dave Buck out of Kalamazoo. And the people listening from the other schools will know who he is. Mm-hmm. You send him your schedule, and he assigns the officials. And part of it is for equality of, you don't want to see the same officials every time you go to the same gym.
Right.
That's not going to go over well.
No, it's not.
So this way they get a chance to move around, and everybody sees different people, which makes sense. And the officials are another one. I very rarely have any issues with officials in terms of games or just people in general. Maybe I'm just too old and don't believe the officials determine games. I'm not as invested as a parent. Maybe a little bit more objective now looking at it. And I think 90% of them, 95% of them do a great job. Mm-hmm. I'm happy to have them. And you know the problems with officials now of, not problems, but the fact that the average age of an official is so high, and there's not a real big field group of them coming up behind to fill those gaps. And you can't have the games without the officials, like we talked about earlier. Like, you're going to need them.
Yeah.
So anybody out there that would think about getting into officiating, now might be the time.
Exactly. Right. And we've talked about, because we have members from the Fruit Belt Officials Association come on our Saturday coaches show, usually during the spring, and try to encourage younger people to get involved. And it's like, you know, if you become, say, a basketball referee, it's not like they're going to have you officiate a varsity game.
No.
They're going to start you out like, you know, middle school or, you know, a freshman.
You don't get to fly the jet the first day.
No, you don't.
Plain school.
I like the way you put that. You don't get to fly the jet right away. That is very, very true.
The other thing is people say, well, I don't know anything about basketball. And that, in a general sense, can almost be an advantage of, they'll teach you.
Yes, they will.
And you'll come to it with a clear mind. Mm-hmm. When we started our softball program, And Coach Herzog, I was talking to him, and I was letting him know, like, hey, a lot of my girls aren't real, you know, haven't played a lot, whatever. And he said, great. That means they haven't have any, they don't have any bad habits I have to break.
True. That's a good
And
point.
So to him, it was a fresh person to teach. You know, I thought it was a great line, a great attitude of, no, that's even better.
Yeah.
And then they don't have preconceived notions of what to do and things. I can just teach them the way to do it correctly, my way.
Now, sports here at Countryside Academy, you do co-op with Lake Michigan Catholic for some, but you do have standalone sports here as well.
Volleyball, basketball, and track.
Okay.
We're able to do on our own. The bigger sports, football, soccers, and baseballs and softballs, we work with Catholic. And I'll always say that's one of my proudest moments or proudest accomplishments of being here, is that co-op with Catholic has worked out. It's a win-win for everybody. And the kids getting to play together. I had a game here, and a couple former football players came back. One was a Countryside grad. One was a LMC grad. They hang out all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And they all got to play. And a lot of seasons, either school wouldn't have had a team.
True.
Those are a lot of memories lost. And for us to be able to pull that off and do it and everybody be happy about it, I think it's great. I think, I think it works for everybody.
And I think so many of the student athletes benefit from that. But one young man I see quite often is Dayton Shaw.
Yeah.
And, you know, his chance to play football because you co-op with Lake Michigan Catholic. And, man, what a season he had.
Yeah, that was impressive. Were you at the homecoming game with New Buffalo?
No, I think the only one I was at was the Michigan Lutheran game.
Okay. I couldn't remember, but yes. Again, I didn't go to some of the away games, and I'm getting texts of Dayton scored again and
again.
And I'm rolling back through like, so how many is that? the wonderful thing about Dayton is just, and you've met him, he's a great kid.
Mm-hmm.
He's humble, he works hard. And then to see him have that kind of success, he put the time in.
Mm-hmm.
He was out there in the summer doing what the football kids do and getting prepared and getting ready. And even sometimes when he was getting a lot of carries, he always said, I want it again. He never said, I didn't want the ball.
Yeah.
Ever. And like I said, sometimes you're like, no, you're done. You're like, you got to take a break. But yeah, that was great. That was one of our better individual seasons here that we've had at Countryside. We had Pittman a couple years ago with our mm-hmm. basketball team that we had success. And a couple of my sprinters from years ago. But that one was definitely unique. I've told you before, and you know, we're not the big school that rolls out state championships all the time. So we get a kid like that, they can get that kind of recognition. It's great.
It is very cool. And Dayton and so many other, we'll have a chance to talk with you and some of your coaches in the next segment. How often they are multi-sport athletes, and not just multiple sports, but also just multiple activities here at Countryside Academy.
We try to offer as much as we can for the size that we are. You had our FFA group on mm-hmm. last year. We've got a CT class, aerospace, aviation. I saw some kids come over, I know, I think from Michigan Lutheran, St. Joe. Actually, one kid looked pretty athletic, so I went running across the parking lot to see if he was a new student, and he wasn't ours. So who's this kid? couldn't use him.
Couldn't use him.
No, and they come over to our new ag building out there. I've always told kids, they say, what about this sport? What about this sport? If we have enough kids, we'll do it.
Right.
And we've had golf clubs go down to Pipestone and do things. We're willing. We're at 120 acres. I'll go out and hit golf balls with you after this show. But yeah, there's always opportunity if there's enough interest.
Mm-hmm.
But three kids does not make a baseball team.
No.
Things like that I've been asked in the past. I just need more.
You do, and you get the opportunity now with the co-op to give your kids the opportunity to play sports that they normally wouldn't hear. Numbers wise, though, you mentioned volleyball, boys basketball, girls basketball. You get quite a few student athletes that want to come out.
I would say we're about what we've been in the past, pretty with our numbers. I of course always think we could get more. I think it'll continue to improve as our enrollment increases, and we'll get more numbers. I was mentioned to you before the show thing, there's a lot of opportunities, and sometimes I don't know if the kids have their heart into it. And if you're going to go into an athletic season of any kind, you got to be a willing participant.
True.
If you have any hesitation, then that season's just going to be harder. Whereas if you can enjoy the process and actually enjoy the practices and things like that, you get a little bit more out of it.
You mentioned at the beginning, you know, as an athletic director, you're back into coaching. Do you like being able to coach again? Did you miss it when you weren't coaching?
Depends on the day.
I get that.
I've had some practices that I've enjoyed more than games. And I've had some practices that I thought we were all just wasting each other's time. they're not all great.
Yeah.
It is fun. My own child, Lily, is in eighth grade here, and she's participating. So if you're going to be there and your kid's involved as well, I'm going to be at the games to watch her. And so I was coaching one team or another. We needed some coaches too. I don't always pine for those jobs. But around here, and like the group you're about to speak with next, everybody's doing extra.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's nobody just getting by.
You mentioned your daughter. Is it hard not just being able to be a fan?
No.
No?
No, I'm just as loud as the dad as I am the coach. It's my gym.
Yeah, it's your gym. You can do whatever you want, right? That's a great way to look at it. I like that. We're having some computer issues, but instead of taking a commercial break, if we want to really? Bring in some of your other coaches. Yeah, just have them come in and have you sit in with them as well and talk sure. about, you know, what they've done for you here at Countryside and such. And I know you've got some dedicated coaches here over the years and do a fantastic job with your teams. Who else do you have here with you this morning?
Oh, it's funny. I went through that whole list and I forgot Mr. Fernie, who's now sitting at the table with us. Sorry, Mr. Fernie. Mr. Fernie is our esports, which we were talking about is the new through the RESA. And he's doing that. Mrs. Fernie, Mrs. on my volleyball coach, the Mr. Cook is doing JV basketball and track. But when I say I give them labels like that at a small school, Miss Hillary also may print certificates. Mr. Cook might do the roster sheet. Everybody's doing something.
Mm-hmm.
And you could put as many labels on it as you want. But when I send emails out about what's going out for the week and the games and stuff like that, there's a group that's always included on that. Mr. Bachman kind of is like a junior high AD / coach for me. There's just a lot of people doing a lot of things. And these are a small portion of them.
It makes it all happen.
Yes.
It makes your job a little bit easier.
A lot easier.
We appreciate you guys stopping in and talk some Countryside athletics as well. We were talking with Derek and just the opportunity to work with these student athletes. The chance to do that has got to be rewarding enough, aside from the wins and losses, just the opportunity to work with the student athletes here at Countryside. Maybe just talk about your experiences being able to coach the young men and young women here.
That's how I start every single season off, is the conversation of we're not looking to total wins and losses. I claim it's because we're at the JV level and no one, you know, they don't put them on the radio. They don't put them in the newspaper. We go undefeated 5 years in a row, and Derek wouldn't put a banner in the gym for me anyway. So it's easier to sell it at that level. but I think it's that same idea that the whole focus and the mantra we've kind of had this year is let's get better today than we were yesterday. And if we focus on that, then we're developing, you know, for every facet of what you're going to need going forward.
And a lot of the kids that you have, like with JV basketball, is do you have many of them that are playing it for the first time?
This year, we started the season with 0 minutes of high school basketball experience.
Really?
So normally I've got a couple holdovers because there's just not space or whatnot. But we've got a big group of seniors this year, so that left nobody down for the JV except for freshmen and two first-time junior players. So this is the building year. So.
The building year, I like that. For volleyball, do you have a lot of the young ladies playing for the first time?
So I find that even at the varsity level, at a small school like this, we had a senior last year. It was her first time ever playing. We have a variety of ability levels, and we do our best. Every year we get a little bit stronger, and it's always exciting to see the bonds that the girls make and to see the growth in kids who have never played from that first practice all the way through to the last practice. It's great to see that growth.
And Derek mentioned esports.
He did.
And maybe explain a little bit about the esports here at Countryside.
Well, so countywide, this last fall was the first esports season in Marion County, and I think we've even included some schools in Van Buren and maybe even Cass too. The Barry and Risa got together this last spring and decided it's time. The esports is a big enough thing. It's a big industry. A lot of people are interested in it. It's competitive video gaming, basically.
Okay.
Everybody seems to want to do it, but they have basketball and football and other things that they're doing too. So the kids that start for our teams are the ones that have yet to find their niche in the school mm-hmm. to be competitive and be part of the school spirit. Right. So it's awesome. Really unique.
And very. All right, we will take a break. More coming up from Countryside Academy. It's the Road Trip brought to you in part by Victoria Eberhardt and Tina Thornton of Realty Executives Pro Brokers. Whether buying or selling, expect the best in service, get the best. Put Victoria Eberhardt and Tina Thornton with Realty Executives to work for you today. The Road Trip on 106.1 and 1400 WSJM Sports.
So you didn't get a deer this year. That's okay. Zick Specialty Meats in Berrien Springs has all of the venison products you can dream of. In stock and ready to take home. Venison sausages, jerkies, sticks, and more. Plus hundreds of other wild game products. Visit ZicksMeats.com or visit the showroom.
It's the geometry teacher who mans the ticket window.
It's the kid in grade school who paints her face blue and white before every home game.
It's the accountants and salesmen and store managers who give up their Friday evenings to referee.
It's the graduate who listens to the league championship game on the internet.
It's the parent who sells ads in the school athletic program.
It's the cashier at the corner convenience store who wears school colors on every game day.
It's the trainers, equipment managers, and ball boys who never miss a practice.
What makes high school sports here in Michigan so special? They do. You do.
We all do.
High school sports. It's the we that every community needs. This message presented by the Michigan High School Athletic Association and the Michigan Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
Road Trip on 106.1 and 1400 WSJM Sports from Countryside Academy. Hey, Booster members, coaches, and athletic directors, the next time you are looking to order school and team apparel, promotional items, and other fan merchandise, put your trust in Premier Promotions in St. Joe. They're local, they know you and your fans, your teams better than anybody, and they're competitively priced, too. You can visit them across from Clementine's in St. Joe or online, premierpromos.com. We are talking Countryside Cougar Athletics, and we had a chance to just give you folks the opportunity to talk about just the opportunity to coach the student athletes. Maybe some of the top performers you've had. First of all, in JV basketball, if you want to mention some of the players.
Being that it's a really new group, it's a matter of finding the right mix so far. So I've experimented a lot with. I don't think I've started the same five yet this year. But the two that have really come on strong recently are two freshmen. Richard Smith and Javarius Gordon. They're two kids who work hard and practice every single day. They're two kids that seem to be listening when I'm coaching, and that usually goes a long way in standing out in my mind. But in that, our last game against Lakeside Academy, those two kind of were the ones that drove the car for us. So who knows what will be next week, but right now those two are standing out for consistent performance.
You mentioned they seem to be listening, right?
Yes. Yeah. I'm never confident. I mean, I have two children, and I feel like they're listening to me. And then I turn around, it's like, no, they weren't listening at all. And it's the same thing in a classroom. So I can only give you so much credit for listening until I see it. Then I know.
Volleyball-wise, who have been some of the standouts for you?
Well, so we've had our captain, Carolyn Deneau, has been with us. I even coached her in the middle school program. She's very dedicated to the sport. She's also a dual sport girl who cheers with us, but I know that she has a passion for volleyball. She spends her own money in the summer and goes to volleyball camp. She's a outside hitter who wants to hit, and she's the girl that will hit the floor for me when I need her to. We also have Jackie Vanderwalker, who took a year off, but we're glad to have her back. She's got some height. It's nice to see those spikes and blocks coming from her. And our setter is Tashiana Mays, and we would be lost without Tashi. She's been a great asset to us. Quiet on the court, and then surprisingly is also a cheerleader as well.
Okay.
And so when you hear her cheering, you go, wow, that cannot be the same person who is on my court. But it's nice to see her interacting with our girls, and we love that we have those dual sport kiddos. I know that the cheer coach works them hard as well, so it's nice that I know that when they're not with me, they're being worked hard with their cheer coach as well.
We were talking with Derek. You've been the only athletic director here. Now, you started the volleyball program?
I did not. I've been here since almost the beginning. Okay. I think the first year is the only year that I didn't participate. I started coaching middle school the next year, and then shortly after became the varsity coach.
All right. Esports, when you introduced it here to Countryside, did you have a rush of students sign me up?
Actually, we did, and this fall was our first season ever, so I've been with it since the beginning.
Legendary.
Yeah. Founding member.
That's right.
Founding member. Yeah, pat on the back. Yeah, so originally we had a very large number. I thought we'd have the biggest team, honestly. It was so big. But then they found out that it wasn't a console video game. It was a computer video game, not with a controller, but with a mouse and keyboard. And then the numbers started to go down a little bit. And
Tony started to chuckle over there. Tony's a gamer.
That's good.
Tony's a gamer.
And then there's such a selection of games that you can play competitively, and so certain games have certain followers, and that also kind of reduced the number, because everybody wants to play the newest, best thing, but a league that has been around for 10 years is really the one to start with. So,
how does the competition work, for if you want to explain that to folks that are really new?
Well, so... man, sorry.
That's okay.
He got nervous.
No, I just did. Choking up here. So essentially, we have five starters, eight people max on the team, and they log into some workstations basically, and the opponent school also does it. Their home turf. So we don't have to do any busing, which is really, really helpful. Everybody gets on at a certain time. Captains invite the other captains, and then the other captains of each team invite their own team together, and then they just go at it. I'm actually not allowed to be in the room while the game is happening.
Oh,
as
really?
A coach, we have to have the door shut, and any coaching I was going to do has to be done before or after.
Oh, wow. That's interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah, I couldn't do that.
Did you make that rule for basketball?
No.
Throw them out on the court and walk away. Yeah. Yeah. I don't think so.
As soon as they tip it off, you're in the locker room.
No, I need to be able to yell. I need to be able to yell.
Well, you can still yell. You're just not going to help them much.
You're just yelling at a monitor. So yeah. It's more like being at home. That makes sense. Yeah.
As coaches, do you encourage your student athletes to be involved with as much as possible, whether it be other sports or other activities here at Countryside? Because I know there's an awful lot going on.
Absolutely. Forever and always, Nesich and I have said the same thing to every kid. We want you performing in as many sports as possible. One, because it keeps you active. Two, studies are starting to support it more and more, that you don't suffer these chronic injuries and whatnot the more active you are in different disciplines and things like that. And the best basketball season we ever had, that 16 team that won the district and went to the regionals, they were mostly dual sport athletes, and we saw huge improvements in them after football season and whatnot. So we use them kind of as the case study. Like, look, these guys got better every single year, not by just playing basketball or just running track or whatever, but staying active all year round.
And I don't even know what it's like to coach single athlete players. Like, I think I have maybe one or two that don't conflict during the same season as me. The cheerleading coach and I sit down and we kind of work our schedule together so that they to cheer girls can have cheer time and volleyball time. And yes, same thing, they're being disciplined when they're not with me and in different seasons, and I absolutely appreciate it.
Do you find yourself going to cheer competitions or basketball games and seeing some of the young ladies that don't play volleyball and just say, hey, why don't you come out for volleyball?
We're always trying to recruit players for all of our sports, and yes, we're always trying to get the ladies involved. Unfortunately, we see a dip sometimes in the ladies participating in things, and I still, as a grown adult, not going to say my age, play softball and play volleyball. So I'm an athlete, and I want to continue to have girls and tell them, like, look, you can do this thing. It's exciting to do this. And when we get these new athletes, we had some new girls this year, and they really just took to it right away. And even some of those athletes now are joining basketball, which they might not have done before. Mm-hmm. So it's nice to see that.
And you've got a group of coaches here, and I see that's a lot of places. Group of coaches that are doing it because it's just a job. They're doing it because they're passionate.
I know what they get paid. No,
it's not just a job.
No. Nope.
There's a lot of intangibles that come with it. I would say it about Countryside as a school staff. Being invested, you can't be here if you're not. It'll wear you down. Mm-hmm. And if you have the people that we have in the staff, K through 12, but you have to be invested. And you get a lot back for it, but there's some pain involved with learning and growing and with the kids. And you mentioned the kids. Every kid that's academically eligible, I've got a team for them somewhere. But as long as they take care of that part, the rest, mm-hmm. I can try to figure out transportation and all the other stuff. But yeah, they're all eligible, and I have enough people here to help me out do it. And I've had coaches, some sitting here, that were mentioned at students' graduation speeches of their valedictorian speech and how much they meant to them. And when you have a moment like that, you realize, like, yeah, that was time well spent.
That's awesome.
And we're not just doing it for the sport. Oh. You know, it means something more to these kids.
Right.
And that's important, too.
Yeah, and you're making a difference in their lives.
Absolutely.
What's up next for basketball? What's next on the schedule?
Friday. That's tomorrow already. Holy cow. We've got Howardsville Christian, so that'll be just the boys and girls varsity. Then next week, Tuesday, is Covert, again, just boys and girls varsity. So the JV doesn't play again until Friday at New Buffalo. And that's always a fun one, end of the semester, so kids feel like they can relax, and it's a half day, but we hang out here, and then we go down to New Buffalo and play basketball. So it's kind of a real treat kind of game, so should be good.
What do you guys do between school and the game?
We play video games.
That's right, that's right.
But we don't use a computer.
Nice.
I tried to recruit Cameron. They just wouldn't do it. I'm sorry.
I'm a grown adult, and I still play video games.
As his wife, I can say that is true.
This is what I got, Phil. This is what I got.
It's fun. It's a fun bunch. You're enjoying your off season.
I am. I'm really excited. We have two new teams joining our conference next year. Grace Christian is back. They're a team that we've been competitive with in the past. I'm glad that they have enough athletes this year to have a team. I look forward to seeing them this year. And we're adding Eau Claire this year, which we have also been competitive with. So I enjoy having those new teams, and I'm excited. We have some eighth grade girls who are going to be freshmen next year. I have high hopes for next season. I'm looking forward to it very much.
I don't blame you. Esports, are you in season or out of season?
So we had a season in the fall, and we just started this week our second season. So we're doing two seasons a year right now. It's an inaugural year, so we're all learning how we want to handle this and go forward. And we added even new teams this season. I think Lawton joined us, and I'm not sure the other school did, but it's growing.
How many, approximately, off the top of your head, do you know approximately how many schools in the area?
So there's 21 teams in this league, but some schools actually have more than one team. Like Paw Paw has three teams because you can only have so many, and they had much bigger numbers than us. So what they do is then they divide those 21 teams as equally as they can into two divisions, and those divisions war it out, never playing the other division until the championship.
Okay. So. All right. We appreciate you guys coming up, and I really do, as a fan, appreciate your passion for what you do for the kids here at the Countryside Academy. I know, you know, Derek will joke around with it, but, the passion you guys have, it makes a difference, and it does not go unnoticed.
Phil, we all appreciate what you do for all the athletics. How many games a year do you see?
Quite a bit.
Yeah. How many schools do you visit?
Quite a bit.
All right. Yeah. Thank you.
Thank you. I really appreciate it.
Thank you.
All right. We'll take a break. More coming up. We'll talk to some of the student athletes here at Countryside Academy next as we continue with the road trip. Brought to you in part by Zick Specialty Meats in Berrien Springs. Springs and inviting you to explore meaty ideas. It's The Road Trip on 106.1 and 1400 WSJM Sports.
This is an advertisement paid non-attorney spokesperson Ricky LeBlanc, admitted in Massachusetts only. Sokolov Law LLC, Chestnut Hill, Mass. Paul J. Morgan, Winter Park, Florida. Greg Hoppe, New Jersey. Michael Bro Gonzalez, admitted Louisiana. While this firm maintains joint responsibility, most cases of this type are referred to other attorneys for principal responsibility.
Mesothelioma. If you know what mesothelioma is, you or someone you love has likely been affected by this devastating cancer. You may be entitled to compensation. Call Sokolov Law today. 1-800-578-2400. The only known cause of mesothelioma is asbestos exposure. Thousands of U.S. veterans and trade workers are at risk for the disease. Nearly $30 billion in court-ordered trusts has been set aside to pay money to asbestos victims. If you or a loved one has been diagnosed with mesothelioma, call now. You may be able to receive compensation without ever going to court or filing a lawsuit. Call for a free legal consultation at 1-800-578-2400. That's 1-800-578-2400. 1-800-578-2400.
Great high school athletes learn a lot more from playing multiple sports. They improve their hand-eye-foot coordination. They work different muscle groups. They learn from different coaching styles and teammates. They learn the benefits of being the star of one team and the backup who makes the stars shine on another. Be wise. Don't specialize. A message from the Michigan High School Athletic Association, promoting the value and values of educational athletics.
The Road Trip on 106.1 and 1400 WSJM Sports. We are brought to you by Coach's Grill on Red Arrow Highway in Stevensville, inviting you to stop on by and enjoy some great food after your next big game. We are at Countryside Academy, The Road Trip on WSJM Sports. We're joined by three of the young ladies, student-athletes here at Countryside, Jackie Vanderwalker, Carolyn Denno, and Wynesha Washington. Thanks for coming in, you guys. We really appreciate it.
Thank you for having us.
We were talking with Mr. Nestich as far as multi-sport athletes, and the three of you have played and do play multiple sports. I guess, Jackie, first of all, for you, I don't know if it's easier to ask you guys what don't you play as opposed to what you do play, but Jackie, what are the sports that you participate in?
I play volleyball and then softball this year, but I've played soccer in the past and done basketball.
Do you have a favorite?
Probably volleyball.
All right, volleyball. Now, of the other sports, are you, like, doing it for the first time, or have you done that when you were a little kid?
Volleyball I've played for 5 years, and then softball I've played, this will be my third year.
Okay. All right. And Carolyn, for you, the sports that you play?
I play volleyball, basketball, cheer, and track.
Wow, okay. Now, do you have a favorite?
Volleyball and basketball.
Okay. Now, so with basketball and cheer, it's in the same season. How do you balance that? Is it a pretty easy balance for you, or does it kind of get heavy sometimes?
It's pretty easy. I mean, cheer, we only have two practices a week, so I just split it in half during the practices.
All right. Wynesha, for you, sports that you participate in?
Basketball, softball, track, and cheer.
All right. And you have a favorite?
Probably basketball.
Basketball. All right. Yeah. And you as well, basketball and cheer. Is it easy to juggle between the two?
Yeah. Both coaches, my basketball coach and my cheer coach, work together to find time for both practices. And I think they make it easy on us. We have time to get dressed between games, and overall it's an easy process.
Jackie, you said you do not do cheer, right?
No, I don't.
Would you? Are these going to be able to talk you into doing cheer?
Yeah, I've had a lot of people trying to convince me to do cheer, so maybe I'll do it for my senior year.
Oh, okay. Grade you're in? You're a junior?
Yeah.
Junior?
Yes.
Junior?
Senior.
Mm-hmm. All right. It's gone fast, hasn't it?
Yes.
Can you believe you're like halfway through your last year here at Countryside?
No.
It's crazy.
Bittersweet, though.
Bittersweet, yeah. Is there a sport that you'd like to give a try to that you haven't played before?
Volleyball.
Okay.
I wanted to play volleyball, but unfortunately it didn't work out for me. But, yeah.
And like coach is over there. Yeah, I wish he had too, right? But no, I understand it didn't work out. Sports that you haven't played that you maybe like to give it a try to?
I don't know that I have any that I haven't, like, tried.
Okay.
But maybe, I'm not really sure.
Okay. Anything that you haven't tried that you'd like to maybe give a try to?
People want to get me into softball because I can run fast, but I don't know, my legs, they're bony.
They're bony. But you do run track.
Yeah.
So what events do you run in track?
I do the relays and hurdles.
Okay. All right. Both the high and the low hurdles? Or intermediate?
Sometimes.
Okay. All right. Is that a hard thing to learn?
Not really.
It kind of came naturally to you?
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, my dad did track, so.
Ah, that helps.
Yeah.
Wanisha, what do you run in track?
100 meter dash and 4x1, 4x2.
All right. Mm-hmm. All right. Other activities outside of sports? Any clubs or activities here at Countryside Academy that you're involved with outside of athletics?
I guess you could say the prom committee. I'm trying to. The class of 2020 is currently holding a fundraiser for our prom, and I guess they continue to say that's taking up most of my time.
Oh, okay. You mentioned the fundraiser. You want to let people know what the fundraiser is, if anyone wants to help?
We're having a raffle held on February 14th. So we have three prizes you can win, which is a Kindle Fire 7 tablet, Apple Watch Series 3, or an Echo Dot. Hmm. And the tickets are $5. So like I said, it will be February 14th. You don't have to be present to win. We'll just write down your name and number and call you.
And they can get tickets how?
You can contact any senior, or you can call the office here, the high school
office. All right. All right. Activities outside of athletics that you've been involved with here at Countryside?
Well, last year we had a choir type thing that we did, but it wasn't last year. It was freshman year. And he was a substitute teacher for Mr. Hicks, who had a kidney problem.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So we don't have that anymore.
Okay.
And then now we are doing a fundraiser for our senior trip next year.
Awesome. Now, what are you doing as far as raising funds? Is it something that the public can help you out with?
I mean, we haven't gotten that far yet. We're still planning things.
All right. Have you decided where you want to go for the trip? Where would be your dream destination?
I mean, I would like to go to California, mm-hmm. just to see the sights.
Yeah. That would be awesome.
Yeah. But we've already got three places to choose from.
Okay.
It's Cedar Point, Disneyland, I think, and what was the third one?
Universal.
Oh, yeah, Universal Studios.
Oh, okay. Not bad choices.
Yeah.
I can deal with those. And Jackie, for you, other activities outside of athletics?
The other extracurricular that I participate in is FFA.
Now, what is FFA? I hear people talk about
that. It used to stand for Future Farmers of America, but now it's more focused on, like, leadership, but it's still, like, based on ag.
Oh, okay. All right. On your teams, whether it be volleyball, softball, track, or something like that, is there one teammate that you have that just has you cracking up all the time? Like, oh my gosh, she's like
Bree.
Bree?
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah, Bree.
All of you gonna say
yeah.
Bree?
Yeah, she's yes. A wild card. She's just making everybody laugh all the time. Yeah.
Nice. Now, you mentioned you're a senior. Have you tossed around plans what you want to do after graduation?
I'm looking at two different completely career paths, mechanical engineering or registered nursing. Now, I haven't decided exactly, but those are the two that I'm looking at.
Awesome.
So, you know, I did a Whirlpool internship over last summer to get an idea of what the engineering field was like, and I like it a little bit, but something about nursing is just pulling me towards it, so I'll give it a try.
All right.
Try to shadow.
Outstanding. Jack, are you looking forward to softball season?
Yeah.
Are you?
Yeah.
And basketball to softball, do you give yourself much time to kind of decompress, or you just jump right from one to another?
I jump from one to another.
just like being active.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Well, hey, we appreciate you guys coming in. And it's good to see you. Congratulations on everything that you've done.
Thank you.
And good luck the rest of the seasons and also coming up in the spring, too.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you. We'll take a break. More coming up from Countryside Academy. It's the Road Trip. We're brought to you in part by Cabana's Ice Cream and More in downtown St. Joe. Now with amazing full menu featuring breakfast items, coffee and espresso drinks, and fantastic sandwiches. The Road Trip on 106.1 and 1400 WSJM Sports.
Cabana's Ice Cream and More would like to thank their loyal customers for visiting them all year. It's been a big year with Cabana's expanding into a full-service cafe, doubling their size to welcome coffee drinkers, brunchers, and sandwich and soup lovers. With that said, Cabana's is taking a holiday break, closing for just a month, December 20th until the end of January. Happy holidays from Cabana's Ice Cream and More in downtown St. Joe. See you February 1st when they reopen. And watch out for Cabana's candy store opening next door in 2020.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson Ricky LeBlanc, admitted in Massachusetts only. Sokolov Law, LLC, Chestnut Hill, Mass. Paul J. Morgan, Winter Park, Florida. Greg Hoppe, New Jersey. Michael Bro Gonzalez, admitted, Louisiana. While this firm maintains joint responsibility, most cases of this type are referred to other attorneys for principal responsibility. Mesothelioma. If you know what mesothelioma is, you or someone you love has likely been affected by this devastating cancer. You may be entitled to compensation. Call Sokolov Law today. 1-800-578-2400. The only known cause of mesothelioma is asbestos exposure. Thousands of U.S. veterans and trade workers are at risk for the disease. Nearly $30 billion in court-ordered trusts has been set aside to pay money to asbestos victims. If you or a loved one has been diagnosed with mesothelioma, call now. You may be able to receive compensation without ever going to court or filing a lawsuit. Call for a free legal consultation at 1-800-578-2400. That's 1-800-578-2400. 1-800-578-2400.
On 106.1 and 1400 WSJM Sports, it is the Road Trip from Countryside Academy. This morning we're talking Countryside Cougar Athletics, and we wrap things up talking with some of the guys, student-athletes here at Countryside. Charles Booker, Brandon Buchanan, Dayton Shaw are with us. Thank you guys for coming.
Good to see you guys.
See you.
It's a pleasure. Busy school year for all three of you guys. You don't... Is there an off season? I mean, even when you're out of school, is there really an off season?
Honestly, there's no off season. You just keep working throughout the summer, even in the breaks, like winter break, spring break, you keep working.
Yeah, it stays busy.
Do you like it that way?
Yeah, I like it that way.
Yeah.
Because I stay active and stay in shape for all sports.
Mm-hmm. And Dayton, I guess if there is an off season, the only way to get an off season is to get injured.
Yeah.
And unfortunately for you, that happened.
Yeah. I mean, playing, like, multiple sports, that, like Brandon said, it keeps us in shape, you know, with track, football, and basketball. So, you know, especially during, you know, when football is coming up in the fall, so we get to, you know, lift weights and train in the summer. So, you know, that keeps us, you know, in shape. So,
and all three of you play the three that Dayton just mentioned, football, basketball, track.
Yeah. Yeah.
Of the three, Charles, do you have a favorite?
Probably basketball. It's my favorite. Been playing it the longest, you know, since fourth grade.
Right.
So I have a lot of fun playing it. Yeah.
Season for you personally wise, numbers wise, pretty happy with the way things are going?
So far, yeah, we're doing pretty good. We can be better, of course, but, you know, we have a group of young people, so we're just trying to get everything together.
All right. And Brandon, favorite of the three?
Football would be my favorite because I feel like that's where I'm the strongest at, but I enjoy playing the other sports. Football is just where I feel like I can be a leader and contribute more to my team.
Mm-hmm. Dayton?
For me, I've been playing basketball as long as I've been playing football, but I mean, I'm a football player at heart. I've been playing since I was, you know, in third grade. So and I just score. I just enjoy getting in the end zone, you know, celebrating my teammates.
You spent a lot of time there,
too. Oh, yeah, a whole lot of time in the end zone.
You spent more time in the end zone than you did actually anywhere else on the football team. Are all three of you guys seniors?
Yeah.
All right.
If you had the chance next year, if the situation was there, would you like to play a sport in college?
If I was allowed, I'd love to play basketball in college just because, you know, a bigger crowd, you know, a lot more at stake. I feel like it'd be a lot more fun to have more pressure.
You say you like basketball. Does football, though, help you?
Football was amazing. I love football. It got me in shape, got me conditioned for the season. I didn't really need to condition when basketball season came because of football.
All right. And Brandon, if you had the chance?
Yes, I would play college football because I feel like it's more competitive, and I feel like I like contact sports more than, you know, more relaxed sports, kind of like basketball. Even though it's contact, I just like, you know, having that edge on the football field, and that's why I would like to play.
So then, what do you do in track then? And you elbow the guy next to you or something? If you like the contact sport?
Well, football and basketball gives me that drive for track, so like it gives me the quick first step on a lot of people. So, yeah. Last year, us three were all in the 4x1 relay, and we were conference champs, and we set a school record last year for
awesome.
That relay.
So, yeah. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Dayton, if you had a chance to play college sports, would you?
Oh, definitely. But out of basketball and football, I would play football. I mean, one, I'm not the tallest guy in the world, so I think I would probably struggle for playing basketball. But don't get me wrong, I love basketball. But football, you know, like I said before, I'm a football player at heart. I love contact. I love, you know, I just love the end zone. That's just the number one place I want to be is the end zone. So
so these two like contact. Do you like contact?
Yeah,
too?
I do. I love contact. I don't know. Basketball is still better than me.
Now, what do you run in track?
4x1 and 4x2.
Okay.
Just the relays. Yeah.
All right.
4x1, 4x2, and a 200-meter dash.
All right.
4x1, 100, 4x2, and a long jump.
So neither one of you say hurdles.
Oh, did you do it? You know, my junior year, I tried hurdles, and, you know, it was not good. You need to have, like, practice, you know. I thought it was going to be easy, but no, it's not, no.
No. Not going
to. No.
Dayton?
No. I have baby legs, so that wouldn't go good for me.
Now, I know a lot of the small schools don't have pole vault. Maybe some of the Class C schools might, and then you get Class B and A. But if you had a coach come up to you and say, you know, hey, I need you to do pole vault, what would your reaction be?
It's risky. It's really risky. I don't think I would try.
That'd be a big no for you.
Because it's like, there's, like, how am I, like, I don't even know what I'm doing. Like,
I know.
No form or anything.
Mm-mm.
Honestly, I probably would if I had the chance. I asked our coach if we could do it. He said we didn't have a pole. I was like, well, there's my chances, you know. Yeah.
No, I think I'll just let Charles just do it. Just watch him do it.
He's really confident.
Yeah.
So. Is there a sport that you'd like to play that you haven't done before?
Probably baseball. Even though I haven't played it much, I feel like I'd have a lot of fun playing baseball. Just to, like, slide to the bases and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. Looks cool on TV, so yeah. Probably get into that.
Break up a double play because there's contact.
Yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm. Same. I'd probably play baseball.
All right. Now, you'd probably be in the collision at home plate, catcher, you know, ball coming in.
Yeah.
Dayton?
I was going to say baseball as well because, I know the concept of baseball, but I never, like, actually play on a team. I think that's something I regret, you know, not playing in high school. But, yeah, that would be what I would like to play still. So.
Big question for you guys is your prediction on the Super Bowl.
Oh.
Who do you guys like?
You know, I really wanted the Ravens to win, so I did.
Yeah,
you know, after the Ravens,
you're done, huh?
After the Ravens got put out, I was just like, nah, I can't watch anymore.
Yeah, it was the same here. I wanted the Ravens to go all the way.
For me, I mean, I like the Ravens as well, but between the Chiefs and the 49ers, I'd probably pick the Chiefs. So,
Yeah, so many people, when you hear the national experts, say it's hard to pick against the Chiefs.
Yeah.
It is.
Pat Mahomes is
That 49ers defense is really good, mm-hmm. though.
Yeah.
I think they'll give him a run for their money.
Yeah, I think it's going to be a great game. It's going to be a fun game to watch. Do you have a favorite athlete you like to follow, no matter what the sport, favorite basketball player or football player, anything like that?
Probably Bo Jackson.
Oh,
even though he's not, an athlete anymore, but watching him, like his old highlights and how fast he was, mm-hmm. and his work ethic and how he played multiple sports,
yeah,
it's pretty inspiring.
That's an awesome pick.
Mm. I like Marshawn Lynch because I feel like when I run the football, I feel like that's the person I can compare myself to because I have that like overpowering edge,
mm-hmm.
when I run the ball. So. That's just who I look up to as a running back.
I'm actually going to pick a young basketball player who's a rookie this year. I'm going to say Ja Morant, just because how explosive he is. You know, he's being a leader on a team that's, not that good. And he's, they're potentially in the playoffs right now. So I'm gonna pick, I'm just say John Morant.
All right. Well, you guys, we're out of time. Appreciate you coming. Are you going to be able to see any action basketball-wise, Dayton?
No, sir. No. I'm gonna, out for the whole season.
Will you be able to run track?
Maybe.
Possibly.
Possibly, yeah.
All right. Well, best of luck in the rehab. It's always
thank
good
you.
To see you. You guys, good luck the rest of the basketball season.
Thank you.
Good luck in track, too.
Thank you so much.
All right. Thank you. We'll take a break. We'll come back and wrap it up from Countryside Academy, the road trip on 106.1 and 1400 WSJM Sports.
When you're looking for a place with amazing food for takeout, look no further than Coach's Grill in Stevensville. Now at Coach's in Stevensville, you can enjoy their amazing food on the sideline, as in sideline pickup service. You can now order Coach's great food to go and not even get out of your car. Just call in your order or order online. Enter your vehicle info, pull into the sideline pickup carport, and Coach's brings your order right out to your car. Are you on your way there yet? Coach's Grill in Stevensville, where the legends hang out.
Who do I swim for? I swim on my high school team for my mom, who gets up at 5 o'clock every morning to take me to practice.
I swim for hugs from my teammates, spaghetti dinners, and my lucky neon green goggles.
I swim for Coach Murray, who pushes me to dig deep and finish strong.
More than 7.7 million American teenagers participate in high school sports every year, including about 300,000 here in Michigan. They're all learning essential life lessons, like the importance of hard work, time management, and self-discipline. Skills that are helping them become better leaders and more active, responsible citizens.
Most of all, I swim for myself, because I learn more about who I am and who I want to be every time I dive into the pool. That's who I swim for.
This message presented by the Michigan High School Athletic Association and the Michigan Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.